Blog Talk Radio. Well, everybody, how you doing tonight? This is Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man's Spiritual Link. How are you tonight? Welcome to the show. We're having a little delay in the starting the show. We usually start at 11:30, so we're a little bit late, but all we ask is you forgive us, and let's get on with the show. This is one of the Wednesday nights. This is when we used to talk about past lives. If you've ever gotten a past life reading or past life regression, you understand the importance of actually tracing things back to your past and actually enabling yourself to let go of things very easily. So if you want to give an idea what that is, just give us a call here at 646-721-9031. If you want to take advantage of a full past life reading, angel card reading, past life regression, then give us a call, because I also do those privately too as well. Give us a call at 740-500-8863, or contact me through my webpage, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And if you want to call me through Skype, I have a number for that too as well, which is 740-601-9835. So give us a call on those things. We do past life regression, we do readings, angel card readings. We have a very powerful 7-card foundation reading, which is very lengthy reading, but very, very insightful. Also, we do life coaching and relationship counseling too, and those sessions are they're really inexpensive right now, where it's like till the end of the year, you can get a 60-minute session for only $33.33. You can get a 40-minute session for $22.22, and you can get a 20-minute session for $11.11. We also have a 1-card angel reading too, as well. A 1-card angel reading usually lasts about 15 minutes, where we use 1 card, we pull 1 card out of the deck, and we do that 1 reading on that 1 card, which is $9.99. And if you are interested in the life coaching and relationship counseling, or you just feel like you need a little bit longer time, we do have 90-minute sessions going for $77.77. So get in there and take advantage of those prices and get the information that you seek. Get the answers to your questions. It's good until the end of the year. And we might actually extend it, but right now, the way things go, that's a Christmas special, which will be going on until the end of the year. So, if you'd like to take advantage of those prices, give us a call here at 740-500-8863, or Skype is 740-601-9835, or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Look forward to hearing from each and every one of you guys. I love doing those past life regressions and readings because I feel like they're very valuable tools to actually help you let go and cut the cords accordingly. We can also do past. We can also go back in our present life, too, to different parts of the past to find out the connections there, too, and release and let go. Try that one for a little affirmation. Release and let go. Release and let go. Take a deep breath. Go. Release and let go. And feel it leaving your body at that moment. Gone. Adios, let me go. You know what I'm saying? Put it out there. It's one of those situations where you look at things real clearly and say, okay, what's up? There's nothing up except for the things that you want to continue to keep hold of. So look at the situation for what it is. You know, those realities don't exist because you think that that's the reality. Just change our thinking, change our thoughts, and change our lives. Thought we'd also go across some things tonight too, where we would start going into detail about. There's a book by John Randolph Price called The Abundance Handbook, and it's got a 40-day prosperity plan in there. Where what you do is you write down a statement declaring that you no longer have surrendered and realize that money is not your supply. It goes something like this. This day, you put the date in there. This day, what is today? December 15th. I cease believing invisible money as my supply and my support, and I view the world of effect as it truly is, simply an outpicturing of my former beliefs. I believed in the power of money. Therefore, I surrendered my God-given power and authority to an objectified belief. I believed in the possibility of lack, thus causing a separation in consciousness from the source of my supply. I believed in mortal man and carnal conditions, and through this faith gave man and conditions power over me. I believed in the mortal illusion created by the collective consciousness of error thoughts, and in doing so, I limited the unlimited. No more. No more. This day I renounce my so-called humanhood and claim my divine inheritance as a being of God. This day I acknowledge God and only God as my substance, my supply, and my support. Then we have these 10 statements to reinforce that. The first one is, so what you do is you're going to write you a nice journal out. When you write your journal, the statement I just read, you'll put that in there first. If you like, you can write these ones too, and then write down how you would like to affirm your day to be. Like the first one here, it says, God is lavish, unfailing abundance, the rich, omnipresent substance of the universe. This all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized as me, the reality of me. That would be your first day. Then you write down, like I would usually do, as I write the statements down, I will put down, like, let me go over one real quick with you, like an example of doing my first one. I wrote down my statement, which, like I said before, it says, this day, December 15th, 2011, Thursday, I cease believing invisible money as my supply and my support, and view the world of effect as it truly is, simply an outpicturing of my former beliefs. I believed in the power of money, therefore I surrendered my God-given power and authority to an objectified belief. I believed in the possibility of lack, thus causing a separation in consciousness from the source of my supply. I believed in mortal man and carnal conditions, and through this faith gave man and conditions power over me. I believed in mortal illusion created by the collective consciousness of error thoughts, and in doing so, I limited the unlimited. No more. This day, I renounce my so-called humanhood and claim my divine inheritance as a being of God. This day, I acknowledge God and only God as my substance, my supply, and my support. And then I went on further to basically say, my first day, I would put down December 15th, 2011. Thursday, my first statement is, God is lavish, unfailing abundance, the rich, omnipresent substance of the universe. This all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized as me, the reality of me. And then what I would do is I would sit there and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I would write down a powerful statement to declare that I am abundant and prosperous by saying, I am the spirit of infinite plenty individualized. I am boundless, abundance, and radiant expression. What is expressed in love must be returned in full measure. Therefore, wave after wave of visible money supply flows to me now. I am a mighty money magnet, and oceans of money engulf me now. I am wonderfully rich in consciousness now. I am bountifully supplied with money now. I now realize my plan for abundant living now. I see my bank account continually filled with an all sufficiency to meet every need with a divine surplus now. I lovingly see myself sharing this bounty for the good of all according to the Father's guidance now. I happily see every bill paid now and joyfully see every obligation met now. With great delight, I see the continuing flow of this money used with love and wisdom as I create the perfect scenes according to my highest vision now. Ba-boom. Okay, then you continue. What I usually do is put down some things I'm going to do that day. Like with number two, I put down number two, November. Well, actually, we'll go into Friday and say December 16th, 2011, Friday. Now write down number two, which is your second statement. There's 10 altogether. I lift up my mind and heart to be aware, to understand, and to know that the divine presence I am is the source and the substance of all my good. Then I say thank you, thank you, thank you. Then I say thank you, God, and angels, archangels, ascended masters, guardian angels, guides, higher self, Holy Spirit, and Jesus for all that I have and for all that I am. Thank you for all the miracles and blessings in my life, and thank you for the ones to come. Thank you for helping me to see the signs and guidance clearly and to follow it with faith every time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's one of those things where you just start putting your thoughts out on paper as you read the statements and what comes to you, which is normally usually guidance. Then I would go on to number three, which would be Saturday, December 17th, 2011, Saturday, which that one is number three. I am conscious of the inner presence as my lavish abundance. I am conscious of the constant activity of the mind of infinite prosperity. Therefore, my consciousness is filled with the light of truth. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The ideal thank you is the ideal putting it out to the universe and saying I'm very thankful for even having this statement to even focus on to actually change my subconscious mind to where I can see my abundance and prosperity coming to me at this moment and all the things I've actually focused and declared to the universe of the things that I want, need, and desire as I can see them visually coming into visible form at this moment. Okay, and then I go down here and say, thank you, God, angels, archangels, ascended masters, guardian angels, guides, higher self, Holy Spirit, and Jesus for your help, protection, and guidance. Thank you for the, I would specify if I want to do so many readings today, where I would sit there and say protection and guidance, and thank you for the 20 private readings I did today on Orana McKean, and thank you for the 20 new clients I got today and every day through my websites, friends, and through contacts. Thank you for, I put down a particular person I wanted to get back with, so I would put down thank you for Ruth and I in our great life together. It's a very simple thing as man and wife. Thank you for all that I am and for all that I have. Thank you for all the miracles and blessings in my life. And for all the ones to come to me now, thank you for this great, beautiful, happy, joyous, fulfilling day and life. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Let's go check in the queue and see if we have anybody to talk to. That was funny, right? All right, let's check it out. And you go through each one of these every day and really go over it very well. I mean, it's like it's a second nature. So where actually when you read the statement, you can feel changes coming throughout your life right at that moment. That's the whole thing, a feeling. You got to feel to live it. And I see that we're still waiting for callers. So if you want to give a call in here and get a reading yourself, get some questions answered. If you have some things you want to sit there and ask, feel free to do so at call at 646-721-9031. It's 12:14 a.m. here. Well, it's actually 12:14. Yes, 12:14. It's 12:14 a.m. here on the East Coast, here from Circleville, Ohio. So if you just now joined us and you're popping in there listening, my name is Psychic X Journeyman. I'm your host, and this is our show, Psychic X Journeyman's Spiritual Link, where we bring to you all kinds of things on the spiritual level. I've given you the tools to actually make big changes in your life and to actually to realize in the process of making these changes, it's just putting you back on the course of actually getting what you've always deserved in the first place. It was just the ideal getting your subconscious mind there to help you understand that you do deserve it now. And like I was going over the statements here, this is a book by John Randolph Price called The Abundance Book. And there's a program in here called the 40-Day Prosperity Plan. And it has a statement that you read, basically, you go over. And then you basically recite these 10 statements to yourself each day, where you would do focus on one statement. For example, we're on 4 right now, which would basically be 4, will be a Sunday, December 18th, I think, 2011, Sunday. The fourth statement says, through my consciousness of my God self, the Christ within, as my source, I draw into my mind and feeling nature the very substance of spirit. This substance is my supply. Thus, my consciousness of the presence of God within me is my supply. Thank you, God, angels, archangels, ascended masters, guardian angels, guides, higher self, Holy Spirit, and Jesus. Thank you for your guidance, protection, and help with helping me to manifest my wants, needs, and desires. See, we're actually writing down exactly what we focus and think about that moment. Manifest my wants, needs, and desires, for helping me to reach all my goals, for helping me to manifest all the money I need to pay all my bills and to meet all my obligations now, and to meet all and every one of those obligations. So therefore, everything is paid in full. Thank you for the 20 private readings I did. I just did today, and for the 20 readings I do with new clients that come through my website, who come through to friends. Let's see. And the idea, we said it, I have a tendency to focus also on saying thank you for being blessed with $1,000 weekly income. Thank you for reaching my $200 goal before the end of this day. Thank you for the 40 people going to my website and getting 1 hour private readings today. And thank you for the 10 donations I received today. Thank you for Ruth calling and contacting me today and for the great conversation we had today, as being very happy to hear her voice on the other end of that line, which happened today. Thank you. And thank you for our happy, joyous reunion, and for all that I am and for all that I have. Thank you for all the miracles and blessings in my life and for the ones to come. Thank you for this happy, joyous, wonderful, fulfilling, successful day in life. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Then we proceeded to go on to the situation of actually thanking God and the angels for this great day in life. Thank you for the 20 private readings I did today. And just kind of put it out, you know. And thank you for me reaching my $250 goal before the end of this day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's the idea of getting very, very direct on exactly what you want. Like, you could pick one subject like I did, where I said, I am so happy and grateful, and that's what you put in the past tense, like it's already happened. I am so happy and grateful for the 20 private readings I did. No, the readings I do on random.com today and every day. Thank you. I wrote it down 10 times. I am so happy and grateful for the 20 private readings I do on random.com today and every day. I am so happy and grateful for the 20 private readings I do on random.com today and every day. Thank you. And then you just proceed to go on with that, you know, as long as you feel like you need to. I usually do about 10 times, and just keep saying in my head, even in a situation where I might have a doubt, I am so happy and grateful for the 20 private readings I do on random.com today and every day. Thank you. You can write anything in there you want to. It's just the idea of emphasizing on the whole thing. Once you get past that, writing it down for 10, 20 times, whatever you feel like you should do, you know, you got the thought out there, you declared it to the universe, now let go of it. And then they sit there and focus on it. How would it feel to have those readings coming to you, one right after another? You log on, and I guess it's the idea of using the visualization to see yourself logging on, and sitting there waiting for calls. But see, in the process of sitting there waiting for calls, you're waiting. So waiting could also put a negativity in there where the universe says, well, you're usually going to sit there and wait and wait, and you'll be stuck in a mess of waiting. So we need to take that picture and take it one step further and say, okay, what are we going to do? We start visualizing how it happens. like say that, you know, like with this particular one, we actually have a free chat that we go into, and people can see us on the cam when we sit there and talk to everybody. What I would do is I would go in there and talk to everybody. At the same time, I'm talking and communicating with them and doing my job and, you know, getting some insights here and help people to understand the connections. I would picture in my mind exactly what happens when someone decides to get a private reading with you, which was the idea. They push a button on their side, click, and then certain icons start popping up on my side, which means we're going into a private reading. So I would see those visuals, dun, 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 dun. Even to the point where I think there's actually a little trumpet noise, da, 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 and then they come in there and we do a private. And I would picture those. And then I would sit there and picture myself, you know, it's like take it one step further and go, excuse me, we'll put the feeling in there. What would it feel like? And I would sit there and focus on the first time it happened, where the horn went off and kind of startled me. The anticipation and excitement of actually sitting down and start working for a company for the first time. We've all had those situations where we have our first experience, and we try to recreate that. So we bring that thought and that vision into our lives, into our visualizations at that time to recreate that one more time over and over again. And then as we sit there and do the whole thing, we can also, at the end of the reading or any kind of session, what you're doing for a living, you sit there and say, like, say you're a plumber and you just got a great job, and it came out of nowhere. But you know for a fact it happened because of the visualization you put out there to create that. So when it's over and the job is done, the best thing to do is also be grateful for it too as well, of saying, okay, thank you, God, angels, for that opportunity. To earn, no, just the idea of, forget the earn word, I was sitting to look at the situation and thank you, God and angels, for the opportunity to do a great service for these people of putting plumbing in their home and being blessed with a great financial blessing. It's one of those things you put out there, right? And thank you, and please keep the flow coming, and I'm ready for my next opportunity to give service with my plumbing gifts and talents. See? The same thing here, too. I put it out there, too. Well, you know, thank you, God and angels, for the opportunity for service of helping someone to obtain the answers they seek. Thank you for being that person, and thank you for the guidance you gave me to give to them. And also helping me to help them understand and utilize the information. Thank you for this fantastic reading and session. And keep the flow coming. And that I'm ready for my next opportunity to give service as a psychic angel reader. So try those and see how they work with you. And also, if you're out there listening and you'd like to call in and get a reading as well, give us a call here at 646-721-9031. I understand we usually come on at 11:30 and we were a little bit late. All I can say is we apologize because of the situation. And it's like putting things together. And, you know, sometimes we have a little bit of difficulties and remembering certain things and the way they all fall into place and that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden everything comes back to us. We were also going over the 10 statements. Now the next statement is number 5. And this one here is pretty much puts it out there too by saying, money is not my supply. No person, place, or condition is my supply. My awareness, understanding, and knowledge of the all-providing activity of the divine mind within me is my supply. My consciousness of this truth is unlimited. Therefore, my supply is unlimited. I say again, thank you, and thank you. It's a thank you, and I always, this is my thing of just acknowledging and thanking everyone, of saying thank you, God, angels, archangels, ascended masters, guardian angels, guides, higher self, Holy Spirit, and Jesus for your help, protection, and guidance. Thank you for all that I am and for all that I have. Thank you for this great, happy, joyous, fulfilling, abundant, prosperous, successful day in life. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. And sometimes you can just do it simply like that. And then there's number 6. Number 6 is, my my inner supply instantly and constantly takes on form and experience according to my needs and desires. And as the principle of supply and action, it is impossible for me to have any needs or unfulfilled desires. Thank you. And then we just said, do it again. You know, you're thanking God and angels. The more you do that, the more they acknowledge, the more easier it is. It's going to be to hear the answers, to feel the guidance that's coming to you. Because we all have many gifts. We feel it. We know it. We see it. We hear it. The feeling part seems to be the most important thing, where you could actually have the third eye chakra. And if you're not familiar with chakras, there's like seven chakras, the main chakras. We have one that's at the root. It's called the root chakra at the base of your spine. And right around the pelvis bone, okay? Mm-hmm. And then we have the sacral chakra, which is right where we would say the ovaries or the testicles, depending who you are. And then you go to the third one, which is around a little bit above your belly button, which is called your solar plexus chakra. And then we go on to number four. Number four is the heart chakra. That's right in the center of your chest, which is pretty much connected to the heart center. And then we have the throat chakra, which is right there at the throat. The throat chakra. Now, one thing I forgot to put in there is the color. The root chakra, which is at the base of the spine, is ruby red. Then we have the sacral chakra, which is like orange. And then we have the solar plex, which is like been described as a small sun, yellow sun. And then we have the fourth chakra, which is the heart chakra, which is like a emerald green. And then we have the throat chakra, which is basically robin egg blue. Okay. Then we go up to the third eye chakra, which is indigo. And then we go up to the crown chakra, which is purple. It's been said that the colors are usually vibrating, the chakras vibrate at the color that they are, is because of the speed of the chakra, the energy center itself, and what it represents as well, too. See, root chakra, security, when it comes to physical and financial. We have the sacral chakra, which is control your wants and desires. Then we have the solar plex, which is power and control. The heart chakra is love and loving relationships. The throat chakra is the chakra control of communication and how people not just hear us, but how they perceive us and how they're open to receive what we're saying. Then we have the third eye chakra, which is pretty much self-explanatory, which is connected to spiritual sight. And the third eye. And then we have the crown chakra, which is the chakra on the top of the head, which is your connection to heaven, the ideal of information coming through into yourself. And as it does, then we interpret it through the chakras themselves of how they hit those certain energy centers. So it's best to have that energy and that going, it's like, I guess it's the ideal, imagine yourself with energy coming out of the top of your head and going into heaven. You know, like if you've ever seen some of those movies where they always have the little energy fluctuations going into the sky, like fireworks. Picture yourself doing that at the top of your head. That's your connection to heaven. You can also do the same visualization and then go and do the exact same thing from your root chakra into the earth, to the center of the earth. What it says is you're grounded in the earth and you're grounded within the universe, heaven, and so therefore you're between heaven and earth. I like that one. Isn't that really great? You're between heaven and earth. You're between the heavens and the earth. And it's like one of those things you can also use the ideal of seeing yourself either a gold or the white energy coming out of the forehead, out of the top of your head, and then see the green energy going into the ground from your root chakra to ground you to the center of the earth. A lot of people have a tendency to choose their own colors, but usually gold's good for me to go to the heavens and green to the earth. And then I'm in the middle of the whole thing where I can actually take the energies themselves and also use a nice little technique where you can actually take the two energies and run them through your body. So as they get to the heart center, they combine to become one, where you can actually see the gold and the green working together to go through each one of your chakras as a nice cleansing and balancing between the physical and the spiritual. It's a very powerful one to do, and you should try that. It does take some practice sometimes to get those things to work the way you want to, but with practice, you'll be able to do it with ease. It's fantastic. Okay, that was number six. Let's see. My inner supply instantly and constantly takes on form and experience according to my needs and desires. And as the principle of supply and action, it is impossible for me to have any needs or unfulfilled desires. Thank you, God, angels, archangels, ascended masters, higher self, Holy Spirit, guardian angels, guides, and Jesus. Thank you for this happy, joyous, fulfilling, successful day in life. Thank you for all that I am and for all that I have. And I think everybody should focus on that one a little bit too. Thank you for all that I am and for all that I have. Thank you for all the miracles, strange, wonderful things that I have coming to me. And thank you for the ones that are coming to me at this moment, in the future, that everything is flowing to me right now. So therefore, all my wants and needs are always fulfilled in the now. Thank you for the ones that are coming to me. Just keep saying it to yourself. Thank you for all the miracles and blessings in my life. And thank you for all the miracles and blessings that are right now entering my life and the ones to come. And thank you. If you have a little bit of thing you want to throw in the end of it, like I always do from time to time, where I say thank you for the 20 private 60-minute readings I did today. Always putting in the past tense, so therefore it's always happening. So there's a constant flow to where you might even want to change those things to, maybe you should sit there and say, thank you, God and angels. I'm so happy and grateful for the unlimited flow of, like with me, it would be of money, clients, opportunities that are coming to me always, today and every day. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Let's see, number statement on number seven. The divine consciousness that I am is forever expressing its true nature of abundance. This is its responsibility, not mine. My only responsibility is to be aware of this truth. Therefore, I am totally confident in letting go and letting God appear as the abundant all-sufficiency in my life and affairs. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, angels, archangels, ascended masters, guardian angels, guides, higher self, Holy Spirit, and Jesus for all your help, protection, and guidance, which I think we should all say that because they're constantly working with us all the time. Thank you for all that I am and for all that I have. Thank you for all the miracles and blessings in my life, and thank you for the ones that are coming. Thank you for Ruth calling and for helping, and thank you for helping us to work things out and for us to reunite and be happy, to be a happy, joyous, romantic couple, and for our happy, joyous marriage and life and future together. So like you put it all out there, a nice little affirmation. Thank you for my successful column that I do every month, and thank you for the 20 private readings I did today and every day, and thank you for blessing me with $1,000 weekly income to cover all my wants and needs and desires, my personal needs, and the needs of my family. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we go on to number eight. The number eight statement, which basically says, my consciousness of the spirit within me as my unlimited source, is the divine power to restore the years the locusts have eaten, to make all things new, to lift me up to the high road of abundant prosperity. This awareness, understanding, and knowledge of spirit appears as every visible form and experience that I could possibly desire. Thank you. Thank you, God and angels, archangels, ascended masters, guardian angels, guides, higher self, Holy Spirit and Jesus for this wonderful, happy, joyous, fulfilling, successful, beautiful, filled with miracles and blessings day in life. Thank you for all that I am and for all that I have. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. All right, 11. All right, it's now 12:36 a.m. here on the East Coast. If you're just now tuning in and like to get come call in and say if we're doing readings, we are doing free readings, so give us a call in here. We do a three-card angel card pyramid reading, private. We also do private readings, of course, but what I was trying to get at was the idea of past life readings. So if you want to call in here right now and get a past life, reading, we'll just sit and see what happens. Or an angel card reading. Doesn't matter. Whatever it is. You got a couple questions you want to ask? Feel free to call us at 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. And, like we said before earlier in the show, I do private readings. If you want to take advantage and get a private reading and have a nice little 60-minute session or a 40-minute session or a 20-minute session all to yourself, and we even have longer sessions, 90-minute sessions too, which actually how that goes is for a 90-minute session, which sometimes we do allow those to go from 90 minutes to 2 hours, that's $77.77. And they're usually for life coaching and relationship counseling, but if it's one of those things that you feel like you need the time to do those things, or you would like to have an angel card reading, a palm reading, or whatever it is, because I can actually do palm readings if you call me through Skype, and we can do the webcam. All I have to do is see your palm, and I can give you a really good reading on that, too. 60-minute sessions are going for $33.33. 40-minute sessions are going for $22.22. And 20-minute sessions are going for $11.11. If you'd like to have a nice little 15-minute session, which is a one-card angel reading, those are $9.99. So, those are good until the end of the year. So give us a call. And we'd love to sit down and work with each and every one of you. And we also have blocks of time. So if you want to buy some blocks of time in advance, we also have certificates too as well. So therefore, if you're not in the market for a reading, but you know someone who is, and it is the holiday season, and you'd like to buy them a gift, please do so. Just give us a call at 740-500-8863. Or you can call me through Skype, which is 740-601-9835. Or if you find it easier to just go to the website because you want to see all the things we have there, then go to my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And with the situation, we also have a link page now and a book page on my website. So therefore, if I give you books and you didn't catch them, or you're not too sure, all you have to do is go to the book link, go to the book page, and you'll find it on there. All the books and and I'm gonna go back over to make sure that I've actually acquired some newer books lately too. I'm gonna make sure they're all in there too. So you'll check it out. The website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com, or give me a call at 740-500-8863. Or 740-601-9835. And if you want to give a call in here now to get an idea what it's all about, with some of the mini readings we're giving here, and I don't know what to call them, mini readings or whatever it is, we usually take as much time as we have to, but with the idea of trying to give everybody an idea of how we do work, to also help you understand why we would still be in the process of saying you should get a private session, because there are so many things. There's so much power in the idea of being able to do things on one-on-one where you don't feel like you can hold things back. Because a lot of people want to call and ask questions, but then again, they don't want to broadcast it to the world. And that's understandable. So try that. And if you want to call in here and get a reading tonight, please do so. Call us at 646-721-9031. And also, I want to extend to everyone, on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, we're also here at 11:30. And on Fridays and Saturdays, we try to sit there in detail and dictate and focus on nothing but doing readings Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays on the weekends and that kind of thing too. And more likely, if I'm not mistaken, I think Christmas is actually on a Sunday. We will be here doing our show that night. We're even thinking about doing maybe an earlier show that day. For all the people out there who might want to call in and get an insight on how the beginning, you know, how the next year is going to unfold. There's a lot of curiosity with 2012 and all those things. It's, here it is upon us. Upon us, you know, a year ago we were thinking about this, hearing all these kind of things, even to the point where we're seeing things on television, as in the things with the Mayas are coming to pass. But, you know, I still look at the situation and say to myself, flooding and disasters and that kind of stuff. If I'm not mistaken, I saw some of these things back in the 80s too, and also I'm pretty much a history buff as well. That back in the 1700s, there was actually some really good hurricanes that came across down by the Louisiana and those places that came really far into shore. But we don't know about those things because that was the beginning of our country, and we're talking like in the 1700s. So a lot of this country had not been developed. So there's a lot of things we had not experienced or even knew they even happened, you know. It wasn't the ideal of Pompeii. No one really knew the idea of Pompeii and the situation until it was unearthed and the history started unfolding about it. So there's a lot of things in history that at those times people thought the same thing probably, that the world was coming to an end. And if you really look at the situation, to the people who expired, it did come to an end. But there were other people that it didn't come to an end and they went on. And there were some survivors who actually were traced down through the history too as well, to see that some people had made it away from there who actually left a couple of days before that, who had a bad feeling. We talk about feelings on this show as well, that when you get those feelings you should follow those, and then also in the process of getting a feeling, maybe we should tune into our angels even more and ask them for clarification on what they mean or what we should do. You need to get that clear guidance, to get the clear guidance and that kind of thing going on. So give us a call in here if you want to get a reading, 646-721-9031. It's now 12:43 a.m. here on Block Talk Radio. I'm your host, Psychic X Journeyman. This is Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link. And we're broadcasting live from here on the East Coast, actually further inland. We're actually broadcasting from Ohio. So if anybody out there is from Ohio, it'd be great if you could call in and give us a little buzz. If not, just give us a call in here. Fascination with anything you want to bring up, that kind of stuff, because we usually talk about Atlantis quite a bit on the Wednesday show. We didn't do a Wednesday show last week because it was just, I have been doing so many things. I'm actually writing a column in a magazine called Bel Esprit Magazine, which is actually coming out in January, and you should all check it out. You can go to my Facebook page, which is actually Psychic X Journeyman. I think it's Psychic X Journeyman Donnie. Anyway, if you put Psychic X Journeyman in there, you'll find me. If you're already on my page, you'll see it and go check it out. I think it's going to be very interesting because I'm doing a column in there on relationships. But it would just seem like that I've been doing anything and everything, working with everybody, working on the sites and stuff I work for. I actually work for Keen, too. If you don't know about Keen.com, go check it out. That's K-E-E-N. And also, I forgot about the chat room. Let's see if we can bring up a chat room. I was sitting there going over some thing. I work for King.com. If you go in there, you'll find me. I'm telling you, man. You will find me. They call me Psychic X Journeyman on there. So go check it out. Right now, we have a great special going on to the end of the year, too, as well. And if you feel more comfortable going through there, then contact me directly. Because I guarantee if you contact me directly, you'll get more time. On Keen, they're pretty strict. Once you have no money, do you have no more time? With me, I'm pretty lenient. But actually, right now, we have a special going on down there, too. All my listings on there are 99 cents a minute. So check that out. You know, I really... Also, I work for a company called Oranum. That's Oranum.com. Right now I'm $1.49 on there, and it's kind of a cool setting because when you go on there you actually get to see me, and when you do a reading with me you see me, And if you want to, we can actually communicate from webcam to webcam when we do your reading. So it's like going to other companies out there, but and then you're paying by the minute. But the only difference is you get to see the person you're actually doing the reading with face to face. Interesting, huh? I thought so. So I thought I'd give it a try. But it's one of those things where I'm coming to the point right now where I just want to work with people one-on-one, in person, and work with people on my own phone line. So on that situation, of all the readings I've got going on, you can see them on my page. You can go to my website and check it all out. And all you got to do is call me at 740-500-8863. And we can sit down and do a nice little session. Because usually when I do 60-minute sessions, they don't last those 60 minutes. They're usually longer. So, you know, with the situation, that kind of thing, take advantage of those situations. Maxi, having to do a reading with someone, you can just pick the phone up anytime you want to and give them a ring and get the answers you seek. And like I said before, if you want to call and get a reading in here, and tonight it's 646-721-9031. And let's get back here. We just finished 8. We're going on to statement 9. Statement 9 goes, when I am aware of the God Self within me as my total fulfillment, I am totally fulfilled. I am now aware of this truth. I have found the secret of life. And I relax in the knowledge that the activity of divine abundance is eternally operating in my life. I simply have to be aware of the flow, the radiation of that creative energy, which is continually, easily, and effortlessly pouring forth from my divine consciousness. I am now aware. I am now in the flow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Thank you, God, angels, archangels, ascended masters, guardian angels, guides, higher self, Holy Spirit, and Jesus for this great day in life. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for all that I am and for all that I have. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we always have to sit there. It's almost like you can feel the vibration every time you say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so grateful for this fantastic life and for all the fantastic opportunities I have to do the work that I love to do. So I love what I do and do what I love. So therefore, I guarantee you I can help you. So therefore, we can sort of put it out there of how these simple affirmations and how you want to put them. But the more simpler you put them out there, the more powerful they are. We go on to number 10. Number 10 is, I keep my mind and thoughts off this world, and I place my entire focus on God within as the only cause of my prosperity. I acknowledge the inner presence as the only activity of my financial affairs, as the substance of all things visible. I place my faith in the principle of abundance in action within me. And then we read that powerful statement again, the powerful statement of abundance. I am the spirit of infinite plenty individualized. I am boundless abundance and radiant expression. What is expressed in love must be returned in full measure. Therefore, wave after wave of visible money supply flows to me now. I am a mighty money magnet, and oceans of money engulf me. I am wonderfully rich in consciousness. I am bountifully supplied with money. I now realize my plan for abundant living. I see my bank account continually filled with an all-sufficiency to meet every need with a divine surplus. I lovingly see myself sharing this bounty for the good of all, according to the Father's guidance. I happily see every bill paid now, and joyfully see every obligation met now. With great delight, I see the continuing flow of this money used with love and wisdom as I create the perfect scenes according to my highest vision. Thank you, God and angels, archangels, ascended masters, guardian angels, guides, higher self, Holy Spirit, and Jesus, for all your protection, guidance, and help. Thank you for all that I am and for all that I have. Thank you for the 20 private readings I did today on Aranum, and for the 20 private readings I did on Keen today. Thank you for the $1,000 income I am blessed with this week and every week. Thank you for my net spend checking always being filled with no less than $1,000. Thank you for my PayPal account always being filled with no less than $1,000. Thank you for all the success in my life. Thank you for all the success in my life and having And thank you for helping me have success in every part of my life and affairs. Thank you for all of my wants, needs, and desires being fulfilled, and with everything coming to me right now. Thank you for all the miracles and blessings in my life and for the ones to come. Thank you for this wonderful, happy, joyous, successful, fulfilling day in life. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. And then we just start the whole process all over again, where we just start off with God is lavish, unfailing abundance, the rich, omnipresent substance of the universe. This all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized as me, the reality of me. Then we can sit there and focus on the things that we want. Like you want to be with somebody, say, I want to be with that person. Me and that person. We can sit there and say, like we did before, I'm so happy and grateful now that me and Ruth are having a very happy, deep, loving, joyous, romantic, spiritual, twin flame, committed relationship, marriage, and happy, joyous future in life together now. I am so happy and grateful for the $5,000 I received for my trip to England and to go to Arthur Finley College. I am so happy and grateful now that I have an unlimited flow of a client's wanting 60-minute great private readings coming to me now. I am so happy and grateful now that I have an unlimited flow of clients wanting 60-minute private readings coming to me now. Thank you. I am so happy and grateful for my new 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom house, cottage in the woods with me and Ruth raising our family there together, always being happy and being there for each other and being there for our daughters. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. It's a grateful thing to sit there and say thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so happy and grateful now that I have my $5,000 for my trip to England and to go to Arthur Finley College now. Always putting a now on the end of it to focus and emphasize of it all happening and falling into place now, today. Number two was, I lift up my mind and heart to be aware, to understand, and to know that the divine presence I am is the source and substance of all my good. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, no, thank you, thank you. And then we say to ourselves again, usually when you do this powerful, abundant statement, you usually should read it 3 times. It's like reading it 3 times to yourself. Read it 3 times out loud. Okay, it's like go over it a couple of times. Go over it 3 times. And then say it out loud. And then say it to yourself. That way it's being registered on the outer and the inner and subconsciously. And we say to ourselves, I am the spirit of infinite plenty, individualized. I am boundless abundance and radiant expression. What is expressed in love must be returned in full measure. Therefore, wave after wave of visible money supply flows to me now. I am a mighty money magnet, and oceans of money engulf me. I am wonderfully rich in consciousness. I am bountifully supplied with money. I now realize my plan for abundant living. I see my bank account continually filled with an all sufficiency to meet every need with a divine surplus. I lovingly see myself sharing this bounty for the good of all, according to the Father's guidance. I happily see every bill paid now. I joyfully see every obligation met now. With great delight, I see the continuing flow of this money used with love and wisdom as I create the perfect scenes according to my highest vision. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we have certain statements that we can actually say to reaffirm ourselves to God, and like almost like closing statements, closing meditations, stuff like that, which go like this. What do I know of God? God is life. Life is omnipresent. All is alive. I see this in the wonders of nature, and I see this in myself. I am alive because I am life. My life is God's life, and my life is God. I feel my livingness within me. I feel God. My awareness of God is growing. God is love. I feel love in my heart and know that this is the very spirit of God flowing through my feeling nature. I cannot love without God. I love, therefore, I am one with God. My understanding of God is growing. God is wisdom and intelligence. God is mind, and I sense the infinite knowingness of that mind within me. I think and I know, and that which I think and know is God's mind and expression. My knowledge of God is growing. Where is God? God is where I am, and God is what I am. I am an individualization of God, and the Spirit of God dwells within me as me. I am the light of the world. I turn within to this light, to the light, and say, Thou art the Christ, the Spirit of the living God. You are my spirit, my soul, my body. When I look at thee, I see me, and I listen in the silence for the acknowledgement from within. I am conscious of God. I am conscious of God, of my Christ self. I am the Christ of God, the truth of God, the self of God. Through this consciousness of the reality of me, I open the door to spirit. I draw into my mind and feeling nature the wholeness of spirit and the allness of God, and my consciousness is filled with the light of truth. I know now that there is nothing that I could truly desire that is not at this very moment standing at the door of my consciousness, ready to appear in my life and affairs. I have only to be conscious of this truth, and every need is met, every problem solved, every question answered. My consciousness of God within is all I will ever need for all eternity. I can literally speak things into existence if I believe in my heart, and I do. This is a powerful step towards success, prosperity, and riches. All there is God, the one presence and power of the universe, all love, all wise, all knowing, all powerful. Every visible thing is an expression of God. All is God in different degrees of manifestation. Man is the highest manifestation of God. Man is God in expression, the image and likeness of God, the very spirit of God individualized. The idea of original sin is totally false, that a God of love and infinite wisdom would tempt man is absurd and is not in keeping with the nature of God. The high religion has nothing to do with sin, only the spiritual development of man. Each individual is a special, unique individualization of God with the power of choice. Therefore, we create our own world with our minds. Thought is creative. Thinking controls all action. The law of being says that consciousness must outpicture itself. Man is God. Man is God, life, and expression. And this life cannot contain disease. God is our perfect health. And as we realize this truth, it will be reflected in our bodies. The abundant life for each individual is the will of God. God is the source of all prosperity and is there and is forever providing us with whatever we need in abundant manner. Meditation is the way of entering the inner kingdom and can be a dynamic, life-changing experience. Man is immortal and has eternal life. There is no death, simply a passing from one plane of life to another. Reincarnation is an absolute certainty. No religious authority should ever stand between man and his consciousness of God. The voice of God within speaks directly to each individual. Evil exists only in our minds. It is a human creation, which Jesus told us not to resist. When we achieve a consciousness of truth, evil disappears in our lives. It is not real, but can appear real if we fight it. The inspired, infallible Word of God is the Christ indwelling each individual. The Bible was not intended to be interpreted literally in all its parts. It must be read through the heart and interpreted through the Spirit. I have the power within me to realize the fulfillment of each one of these desires. Through the love, wisdom, and power of my supermind, I have the ability to bring about any necessary change in my body or affairs. I believe in my wonderful inner self. That is a nice statement to say. As you're writing down the list of the things that you want to accomplish, your wants, needs, and desires, write that list down. We've all sat and talked about the list. We can have so many lists on so many things. The list of what we want to be, the list of who we want to be with, the list of things that we want our life to be. If we use this one statement, I have the power within me to realize the fulfillment of each one of these desires, through the love, wisdom, and power of my supermind, I have the ability to bring about any necessary change in my body or affairs. I believe in my wonderful inner self. And then take the limitations and restrictions off that and just say what you want. Like, I want to be united with Ruth and marry her. Now, I want to have a family with Ruth and a happy, joyous future and life together. I want an unlimited flow of clients coming to me wanting to get the answers they seek. Getting, and also I want to focus on the readings too. I want great, insightful, private readings. Where's the idea of focusing on God and the angels, giving me the guidance, helping me to see deeper in each reading, each card, each person, to get the most positive effect to help that person to accomplish the goals of having the life they feel they probably what they've seen themselves living. I also say, I want to be financially independently wealthy now. So I take it I have the power within me to realize the fulfillment of each one of these desires. Through the love, wisdom, and power of my super mind, I have the ability to bring about any necessary change in my body and affairs. I believe in my wonderful inner self. Thank you. Okay? So we can take the wants and change them by saying, I am so happy and grateful now that me and Ruth have been reunited, we are married, and we're having a great life and future together. I am so happy and grateful now that me and Ruth have such a great family and a happy, joyous future in life together. I am so happy and grateful for the unlimited flow of clients coming to me and the unlimited flow of money to keep doing what I love to do. I am so happy and grateful to be financially independently wealthy now. I am so happy and grateful to have a deep, loving, romantic, faithful, sharing, forgiving, grateful, expressive, respectful, sensual, sexual, beautiful, wonderful, fulfilling, healthy, honest, committed to each other, supportive, forgiving, spiritual soulmate, twin flame, relationship, marriage with, you put down who you want to put down with, I put down Ruth, Louise, and then Katie sticks in my mind now. Where you just sit there and put that down. I'm having a nice twin flame relationship marriage with her now. I'm so happy and grateful because it's all happening now. As we sit here and look at the situation, as we're focusing on those things, visualize those things in your mind of interacting with those people or interacting in those situations, whatever it is. You know, I am so happy and grateful now that I'm a successful spiritual psychic advisor doing successful, powerful, insightful angel card readings, palm readings, being a medium doing psychic readings, relationship counseling, life coaching, and always reaching all my financial goals and spiritual goals of helping each and every one of those people, but also the ideal of having peace of mind with myself. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So as you write through your journal, you see this is like a certain journal of focusing on exactly what you want to do. You know, and then we go into number 3, which is our statement for the day. I am conscious of the inner presence as my lavish abundance. I am conscious of the constant activity of this mind of infinite prosperity. Therefore, my consciousness is filled with the light of truth. Thank you, God, angels, archangels, ascended masters, guardian angels, guides, higher self, Holy Spirit, and Jesus for all that I am and for all that I have. Thank you for all the miracles in my life, and thank you for the miracles and blessings to come, and the ones that are coming to me now. Put a little thank you, thank you, thank you. And sometimes we can even throw a little twist in there where we say, I am willing to release all fear and forgiveness so that I may experience peace instead of pain. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Or you can put down there the idea of asking Archangel Michael. Say, Archangel Michael, I am willing to release all fear and unforgiveness so that I may experience peace instead of pain. Help me to cut all the cords and everything that connects me to the past. So therefore, presently, I am open to the future that I see. So therefore, it will become a part of me in the now. We can also talk to Archangel Raphael. Say, Archangel Raphael, please enter my body and clear me of any imbalances. and negative energies now. And just say to ourselves, it is done. I say these things from time to time where I say, I ask my guide, please show me how to increase my feelings of energy and joy, and I will listen. I am willing to release any fears I may have from any lifetime as a way of, it's like we have, some of us have are very talented and very gifted with our abilities, but sometimes some things from our past can actually stand in the way. So this is something I would say from time to time. I am willing to release any fears I may have from any lifetime about being able to see the future. I am willing to release any fear I may have in any direction of time connected to psychic abilities. I am willing to forgive anyone in any lifetime who may have criticized, persecuted, abandoned, or maimed or killed me because of my psychic abilities. I am willing to forgive myself for all the choices I have made in any time, knowing that I was always doing the best I could do. I am willing to release any fears about being harmed for being a psychic in this lifetime. I am healed and I am safe. Now, if we're all out there centered, focusing on the situation we were talking about before, chakras. There are some simple things we can do with chakras as well. Because we're all looking for a positive outcome. And sometimes certain things will hold us back. Unbalanced chakras, needing to cleanse our aura, needing to clarify, needing to let go of the past. But it also seems like when we have these attachments, they do have a tendency to attach themselves to parts of our bodies, our chakras, our auras. And as soon as we make the decision that we want to clear everything out, then go where you're directed. And usually what I'm looked at is to focus on the books and other things I'm being directed to get the information on how to clear everything out of my life so therefore I can change my future. Or maybe it's the idea of changing the present and changing within the present so I can definitely see a different future. Or maybe it's the idea of clearing the clutter to actually see the future that was meant to have in the first place, to the point where we get to that point in our lives where we start realizing that we're not creating anything, we're actually aligning everything up again and putting ourselves on the right path. Because of the things we've learned, we've strayed away from the path, we've learned our lessons, we've learned more about ourselves, so therefore we can put ourselves back on the path, so now we're ready for the life that by divine right was ours in the first place. Some people were asking about foods and substances and stuff like that. Do they affect the chakras? And yes, they do. And there are some foods and substances that actually affect the chakras in a negative way. Greatly. That would be alcohol, caffeine, chocolate, cigarettes and cigars, drugs of any kind, red meat, any food or substances consumed compulsively. Foods that moderately affect the chakras is fowl, turkey, chicken, etc. Usually on that kind of line. Mood altering or energy altering herbs. Most processed foods, shellfish, white flour, white sugar. Foods that actually affect the chakras somewhat. Or carbonation in beverages, even including water, dairy products, produce and grains grown with pesticides, seafood of all varieties except shellfish, which is major. We got foods and beverages that positively affect the chakras, freshly picked fruits and vegetables, especially as those that are organic, as pesticides contain the low life force energy of death. Pest insect side death. Okay, here's some bread products baked with sprouts or a whole grain. Soy products such as soy milk or tofu. I'm still trying to figure the tofu thing out. I haven't gone that far where I can actually think about that. We got juice consumed within 20 minutes of squeezing. The life force escapes after 20 minutes, much like a spirit leaving a body. And also, food that is prayed over affects our chakras in a very positive way. Also, exercise also affects the chakras. Aerobic near a body of water, a forest, or a vortex, you will feel the impact of your chakras opening. Also, yoga, tai chi, movements increase the flow of the chi and the life force through your chakras. There's also a book out there called The Fountain of Youth by Peter Kelder. Outlines six exercises which open the chakras. The exercise definitely open them rapidly. So be careful. Take it slow, because you might get an imbalance within yourself and you'll be walking into walls. There's a subconsciousness of God within me now. Say that to yourself. It is the master self that I am in truth, the master consciousness that I am. It is closer than breathing, nearer than hands and feet. I look within and sense this all-knowing mind, and I feel the presence of love in my heart. And there's some nice affirmations to say to yourself too, to keep the flow going, especially if you want more money coming to you. Like this one here, where we say, "I am rich. I am the lavish abundance of the universe, individualized. All that the Father has is mine, and my prosperity is assured. I am now filled and thrilled with the consciousness of abundance and plenty." We also have other things with Archangel Michael, where we can sit there and say, if you're working with cards and such, you can say, "Dear Archangel Michael, I ask that. Archangel Michael, I ask that all of my readings and interactions bring blessings to everyone involved. Please help me stay centered in my higher self so that I may clearly hear, see, feel, and know the divine messages that wish to come through these readings and these encounters and crossing paths with others. Thank you, thank you, and thank you." We also have Archangel Michael, as if, say, you're in the situation of, how will we put this? That one there was, let me see. All right, this is a different variation. Archangel Michael asks that you stand by my side. This is really good too, if you're meditating or doing readings for yourself and that kind of stuff. We ask Archangel Michael, I ask that you stand by my side and watch over me during this oracle card session. And if it's a meditation, say meditation. Are you considering watch over me during my meditation, ensuring that only God's love and wisdom comes through? Okay, Archangel Raphael, I ask that all of my readings be accurate, specific, and bring blessings to everyone involved. Please help me stay centered in my higher self so that I may clearly hear, see, feel, and know the divine messages that wish to come through these readings. I mean, there's other variations too, where you go, "Dear God, angels, archangels, thank you for helping my readings be accurate, detailed, and filled with blessings for everyone involved. Thank you for helping me understand the deeper meanings of each reading and each person. Thank you, and thank you." Then we could go, "Dear God, archangel." Okay, hold up. "Dear God, angels, archangels, ascended masters, guardian angels, guides, higher self, Holy Spirit, and Jesus, please help me clearly hear, see, think, and feel true divine guidance. Please guide my readings so that they are in the light, are specific, and accurate, and brings blessings to everyone involved. Thank you, and thank you." And this is like a show where we're going over a lot of things where you can just take these things down. If you don't catch it all at first, just go back and read it and listen to it in the archives. But it's one of those things you listen to. Like, here's one, a prayer for increasing business opportunities, where you take these things, you can actually put them in a form that actually works for you, what you feel comfortable with. Like I did here, where I said, "Dear God, Holy Spirit, Ascended Masters, and the angels, I ask that everyone who would receive blessings from my business as a psychic, medium, spiritual advisor, relationship counselor, life coach, empath, and my services be guided to contact me today and every day, being blessed with a $1,000 a week income, I welcome new people and opportunities into my life with open arms. I am willing to release any negative thoughts, patterns, or beliefs that would lead me to sabotage new opportunities. Please help me know that I deserve good now. Thank you and thank you. And then you kind of throw on the end of here, you can say, I am open to receive now. All right. And we have another one here. Dear God and angels, you have guided me to, like with mine, to be open to new opportunities and clients. And I ask your help in noticing the doors that you are opening for me now. I ask for very clear and evident signs to guide me to these new opportunities and clients in which my talents and interests are used in meaningful ways. Please help me to know that I deserve these wonderful new opportunities and clients, and allay any nervousness during the process. I ask for extra angels to boost my confidence and courage, and to keep me centered in the sure knowledge that you are providing for me now. Amen. This one here is, Dear God, I know that you are the source of all my good and that you provide for me in all ways. Please help me release the fears that block me from receiving your gifts. Please help me feel the emotions of peace, gratitude, and financial security, and to know that I am your child upon whom you bestow great blessings. I now stay open to divine guidance, which perfectly leads me to situations, people, and opportunities that are part of your plan for my financial peace. I now see and feel myself and everyone else as completely financially secure, and my heart overflows with gratitude and joy at the abundant universe that you created. Thank you and amen. Dear God, I know that you created me in the perfect image and likeness of yourself. I ask that you, Holy Spirit, and the Archangel Raphael help me know and experience this health in my physical body. I am willing to release all thoughts and behaviors that create the illusion of illness and pain. I know that you are omnipresent, so therefore you exist in every cell in my body. Please help me feel your love in my physical body so that I can know that you cradle me in your arms right now. Amen. Well, everybody out there, I know we got kind of late in the show and everything like that, but I'm really looking forward to actually sitting down with a few people and actually answering some questions and doing some reading. So, you know, we have a little bit of time, and if you do get in there before we do go off the air, we will be still recording after the show is over with, so we can actually answer each and every one of your questions. So give us a call at 646-721-9031. And if you want to give me a call and do a private session, now that number is 740-500-8863. Or call me through Skype, which is 740-601-9835. Or simply contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. I'm sort of looking over some other ones here. Let's see. They actually had a nice one I felt like was pretty good, too. It's that combinations of stuff. You know, we have number four here. Through my consciousness of my God self, the Christ within is my source. I draw into my mind and feeling nature, the very substance of spirit. This substance is my supply. Thus, my consciousness of the presence of God within me is my supply. I am the spirit of infinite plenty individualized. I am boundless abundance and radiant expression. What is expressed in love must be returned in full measure. Therefore, wave after wave of visible money supply flows to me now. I am a mighty money magnet, and oceans of money engulf me now. I am wonderfully rich in consciousness. I am bountifully supplied with money. I now realize my plan for abundant living. I see my bank account. Filled with an all sufficiency to meet every need with a divine surplus. I lovingly see myself sharing this bounty for the good of all according to the Father's guidance. I happily see every bill paid now and joyfully see every obligation met now. With great delight, I see the continuing flow of this money used with love and wisdom as I create the perfect scenes according to my highest vision. Let's see. Thank you, God, angels, archangels, ascended masters, guardian angels, guides, higher self, Holy Spirit, and Jesus for all your help, protection, and guidance. Thank you for this great, happy, joyous, fulfilling, successful, deep, loving day in life. Thank you for the 20 private readings I did today, and for you giving me the guidance to help each and every one of them. Thank you for all that I have and for all that I am. Thank you for all the miracles and blessings in my life and for all the ones that are coming to me now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We also point out the focus and how to accomplish a lot of these things is the ideal of sending out unconditional love, which pulls back to you just that, of fulfillment. It starts off like this. Today I send love to this world and I call everyone my friend regardless of who they are or what they've done. For I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. I love the completeness I am. The selfhood of God we all share is our eternal reality. I look within to this magnificent self, and I say, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And I love all my neighbors on earth as I love myself, for we are one. I love unconditionally. I give my love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measure. I am worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. I think of all the people I know by name, and I feel the harmlessness and harmony that exists between us. I look at my family unit, and I see only the expression of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. I am thankful for my friends, and I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. And I know there is a special someone with overflowing love to share, who right at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to give. Two flames soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. Love is everything. Oh, how I love love. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Then we have one here. I think it's for prosperity. We put them all together, okay? My conscious awareness of the divine presence within me as my supply is my supply. I am now consciously aware of this indwelling fountain of overflowing abundance. Therefore, I am abundant supply. My consciousness is the very energy of money. I am the spirit of infinite plenty individualized. I am boundless abundance, and with love in my heart, I let the universal riches stream forth into perfect manifestation. What is expressed in love must be returned in full measure. Therefore, wave after wave of visible money supply flows to me now. I am wonderfully rich in consciousness, and I am bountifully supplied with money. I now realize my plan for abundant living. I see my bank account always filled with an all sufficiency to meet every need with a divine surplus. I see myself sharing this bounty for the good of all. According to the guidance of Spirit, I happily see every bill paid now and joyfully see every obligation met now. With great delight, I see the abundance continuing to flow to me. I am a divine magnet for money, and as I lovingly receive it, I lovingly use it with great wisdom. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's see. We can next see. I saw some things going on where some people look at the stuff again. Well, some people have a tendency to look at situations where they want to put rules and regulations on themselves. Limitations, we call them. The one rule I see the most working was the one that says fantasies are unreal and just make-believe and must be suppressed, particularly if there is a kind of concatenation of being a little too free and frisky. Let's take a day, a week, and we also want to focus on the idea of how can you actually correct that. Sometimes there's just simple techniques, like the dream castle technique. Let's get a notebook and live with like a period of time writing down everything we can see ourselves doing in our wildest imagination without any limitations whatsoever. Say you're 90 years old and you've always dreamed about bicycling through the French Alps countryside with a perfect companion, but now you are too old. Write it down anyway. You may be surprised about what the universe has in store for you in line with the principle of joy. Once you stretch your mind with feeling, once you feel it, see, feeling also stretches your imagination. It helps you to get outside that box, because once you start feeling, it's like putting yourself back in the flow, realizing that you've been restricting yourself. So you may want to paint, write a book, play an instrument, but you don't have the time, talent, or money, thinking you're too old. Excuses. Play the game. get a notebook, do the dream castle, okay? Play the game and see what happens. Throw away every idea of restriction and limitation having to do with age, finances, education, seemingly responsibility, seeing yourself living the way you want to live, having the things you want to have, doing what you want to do in the grandest scale imaginable, and make it fun. What you're doing in the process is telling the ego that you're not confined to this ideal of straitjacket living, thereby getting more in tune with the heavenly orbs of happiness and the holy standard of bliss. You see, the angel of imagination and liberation said that when you reach for the distant stars in your imagination, you expand the tent of consciousness, and in doing so, you teach the realm of present possibilities that has already been manifest according to your present state of consciousness, but of which you were unaware. That seems for the purpose of the Dream Castle game to cut out of those things and get your butt out of there and say, okay, forget that crap. I've actually been creating my world unconsciously, and I'm not too happy with how the things have turned out. So what you do, this is when we look at the situation of intent. What do you intend to do? What do you want to do? You know, let's look at the situation. I mean, alrighty, guys. We're looking at the situation of thank you for tuning in, and thank you for listening to our show. We're sorry we came on late, but join us Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11:30 p.m. here on the East Coast. And we'll be doing readings on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays, and we'll be talking about a little bit of spirituality. So tune in, and I guarantee you, you'll get the answers to all the questions. So may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given. And also with the situation, guys, we do take donations. So please donate to the show. Help us support the show. Help me get home. Help me to go to England and to go to Arthur Findlay College. Let's all work together as a group, as a society, as a situation of helping each other. Because I guarantee you, you come to me, I'll help you with anything you want. So the idea of the situation, donate. For each donation, we thank you. And you all have a good night, and we'll see you later. And we'll leave you with a nice song from Foreigner called An Angel Tonight. Hopefully. Maybe not. Don't you just love that crap? Try to get a little bit nary and nothing, we got nothing. I don't know. This way happens. We've got to get something more. Oh, Dad. We can call her too. Let's go to the. Oh. Area code 415. You there?
Hi. Good evening.
I'm sorry. We've been having trouble with our switchboard where it didn't show me that there was anybody on there until I refreshed the page. And next thing I know, I'm like, oh, there's actually two people there.
Well, actually, I think people have been waiting quite a while. I actually had put it into the chat that there's something wrong or you're having technical problems, but I don't think that was coming through either.
Oh, you put something in chat?
Yeah, I put it on Blog Talk, though.
Oh, okay, gotcha. No, I was sitting there trying to get the chat. I was trying to get the chat room to come up, too, and it said, you need to register or log in. I'm like, okay, already registered with the site. I'm already logged in.
Yeah.
So.
I was sorry to see you have technical problems, but I have to tell you, it was one of the best shows I've ever heard.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. It was, well, it's really kind of interesting. It's really kind of interesting because for the last probably week, years ago, I heard Eckhart Tolle say, if the only prayer you ever said, if you only said one prayer the rest of your life, it would be enough, and the prayer is thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been going through some really, you know, challenging situations, and one day I just said, I'm going to say thank you all day long.
Right.
I didn't even add anything behind it. I just went, thank you, thank you, thank you. Every time I'd have a negative thought or I'd worry or anything would come, I'd just go, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then I go, I baptize this as success, and, you know.
Right.
And, and I probably had about 4 miracles already show up in one week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty awe-striking. But I called in earlier, and I'm sorry, your show's actually off now, right?
Yeah, but we're still recording.
Oh, okay. So my question was, you know, if there was any messages from my angels, and I had a more specific question after you had answered that, but I don't know how tired you are after having to talk the whole time or what.
No, I was back. I was actually, I clicked on some music and said, okay, no one's on the queue because it was just blank. I'm like, okay, no one's calling in. That's kind of funny. Usually I have lots of people calling in. And then for some reason, I decided to refresh it to get my music to work. And that's when I noticed there's people sitting there going, oh, I'm really sorry. Also, for area code 718, just stay right there. I'm sorry for being so late.
apparently we both needed to hear it.
Yeah, because they're still here and everything. That's good, too, because like I tell everybody, if you're in the queue, after we go up the air, I answer everybody's questions, and I've even taken the liberty of if I'm sitting here talking to you with the recording part and we run out of time and I've noticed that you were in the queue for a while and I didn't get to you, I'll call you and see if you want to get those answers anyway. I've actually called people back after the show's over with and everything, so.
Well, I have a very specific question, but I was also wondering if my guides had anything to say, because like I said, for the last week, I think I'm flabbergasted about what's been coming in.
Well, that's one of
the things.
Yeah. No, I understand. Thank you. The thing
yeah,
I got
was
the
it.
Yeah, most thing I got from it was when you sit there and ask the question the first time, I wonder about what my angels and guides are saying and what kind of message they're giving to me. And the biggest thing I got was they've already been given. It's just the idea.
Yeah, but I'm listening.
That's what I'm saying. They said the messages have already been given to you. It's the ideal to continue living them. It's like some things are just simple realizations that just need to be like, sometimes a message could be simply keep going. Keep at, you know, because the biggest thing I've found mostly with people is in the process of manifesting things, they'll get the manifestation, but then they have a tendency to stop what they were doing when they got it. And then they
no, no way.
Well,
no way.
No way.
I've gotten too much. No way. I've gotten too much. I've had to sacrifice a lot, and I was willing to do it because that's what I was told to do, and then it just started pouring in.
I know. I agree with that one because I was telling a friend of mine, I was like, the reason I like to journal is because actually I was reading out of my journal of the things I was writing and how I always have at least 3 thank yous at the end of every statement that I write or any kind of insert I put in my journal for that day. Even to the point of asking for a nice, successful, fulfilling day, because I feel like we can actually, you know, people are declaring to the universe of what kind of future they want, as in changing things. I think some of us don't realize we can do that day to day. Okay, what kind of day you want today, or what you want to happen in the next hour, if you have.
Well, that's funny. That's exactly what I was calling about, because I was like, is there any possibility that this can be resolved tomorrow? I have a situation where a motion got filed today in the court,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering if the judge is going to rule in my favor tomorrow. That's what I was asking for, a quick resolution and a triumphant success in perfect ways under grace.
Well, the answer I get on that whole thing is yes.
That's fantastic.
That's what I thought, too, because I was like, okay, I have an answer. Came very quick. So, and people look at the situation.
Yeah.
My biggest thing is I tell people in the process of giving readings, I'm just the messenger. So, therefore, say it doesn't happen exactly the way it's supposed to, I still think it needs to be examined on why it didn't. Because it's like this one lady got really mad at me. She goes, you were wrong. I said, no, let's go back on the situation and see exactly what you did. You live your life. I don't. I'm just giving you some insights, like a weatherman. It doesn't really interact with the weather. He just tells you what's going to happen. I mean, psychic is a little more accurate than the weatherman, because I've actually been better than a weatherman anyway. I've been
well,
thinking about
it. Well, it's just another piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, because I've had some people come back and say, okay, what happened? I said, well, what'd you do? And I started listening to the story. And I started noticing that the person I told them in the message was to go right. They went left. And then they got mad because the outcome didn't happen. Because they decided to, they listen. I always tell people to it. We listen to the angels and guides. Okay? Or do we hear them? Okay, I hear you. Did we listen? We can still listen, but some people still have to have a tendency to make decisions and say, okay, I'm going to do what I want to do. Not realizing the last time they did that, they got a bad outcome. And that's why the angels and guides are saying, going, you know, it's one of those things. Well, why are angels and guides there in the first place in the situation?
Well, what's really interesting is, you know, I was guided on some things, and I was like, really? Do I have to do that? And I did it anyway. And I was just blown away.
Yes.
You know, I was just blown away. I went to go sell my car, and I wasn't really thinking about whether I was selling it or not. And I made one phone call just to find out what it was worth. And the guy called me back. He told me what it was worth. I said, you know, no way. I'm not going to just give it away. Calls me back 15 minutes and said, would you sell it to me personally? I made one phone call. He bought it sight unseen and showed up with a check.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you get a kid, because I was telling a friend of mine, I was sitting there going over the whole thing, because I said, like I said, I wrote in my journal about getting back with this particular certain person. I was sitting there trying to figure out how, even with my from my position of always trying to ask things in a positive way, because, I mean, realistically, if you sit there and ask somebody, am I going to get back with somebody, in some ways you're still being doubtful about what you're asking about. So I was like, how can we ask that question in a positive way? And it was just the idea of putting it back, and not the idea of putting psychics out of business. It's just the ideal on some things that we really want. I think we should take the whole thing ourselves and rearrange it to the point where it's a positive outcome by just what we said. Am I having doubts in this whole thing? And why am I having doubts? Let's take a look within ourselves and ask, why can I not see this for what it is? Because I'm asking someone else to see it for me.
That's exactly what I was doing. You just like totally nailed it. That's exactly what I was doing. And I said, you know, if you're asking from a place of lack, you're just getting more lack.
Yeah. And I was sitting there, I freaked out. I was sitting there, I was talking to some, I've actually seen some, I don't know what you call them, like little videos and stuff of people talking about, they come up with some new materials on how to attract your, soulmate through the law of attraction and these other things. And they always kind of go on the thing of saying, we're going to go and go a little bit further and put the things in that the secret left out, like the feeling part. And I'm sitting here going, what do you mean they left the feeling part out? I was reading, I actually had the book and the movie at one time, and I was sort of looking at the thing, and I remember that one part in there where it said, Jack Canfield said, what he would do is every morning he would sit there and focus 15 minutes on what it would feel like, and what he could see in the vision.
Well, they just weren't able to hear it at the time.
Must be, because, you know, I know what they're saying. In some sense, they were in a feeling, because I did go over the whole thing, and they were in the situation. It seemed like there was some certain emphasis on money and finances than there was relationships.
Well,
but I still,
you hear what you can hear.
Yeah, I guess so. But I went back and
right?
Heard the whole thing. I said, well, I can't be what you're
saying. I mean, there were times that, I mean, I'm definitely guilty of that. There's times that I wasn't always sure I was hearing what I heard, you know?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That's, you know, and then one day you just say, I've had it, and I give it up, and, you know, I'm going to pay attention. You know?
Oh, no, I was sitting there looking at the thing going myself, bro.
But I thought today, the reason I called in was I was wondering, is this today, as soon as I found out the news that this might actually be coming to an end in the next day or two.
Yeah.
I actually just sat there in shock and started to cry. I mean, talk about feeling.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, could this really be truly a miracle that I'm actually, you know, when you're in the middle of a miracle, it's so shocking. You know, it's not a real shock, but it's like it's you're so blown away that it's here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so I was just wondering if the message that I got today was indeed that. Is that what I'm being told? Is this actually the miracle that I've been asking for?
I would say yes in the situation, because, I mean, shoot, sometimes I see so many things. Like we were talking about before with the angel numbers, right? I told a friend of mine, he goes, what makes you think you and this Ruth is going to get back together? And I was like, every time I talk to anybody about that, or even time I ever bring the subject up, I start seeing 222s everywhere. And she goes, well, what's that mean? And I said, well, I said, hold on, I'll tell you. I'll just read it to you, and you can figure it out yourself. Because I was sitting there telling a friend of mine, it was also a great lesson, because it says, trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to, with divine blessings for everyone involved. Let go and have faith. And you certainly look at the last part of the whole thing, let go. And also the 223 was also a healing miracle is imminent, engendered by your faith and your clear connection to one or more of the ascended masters who have heard and answered your prayers. So when you start listening and looking at these things, I told a lady friend of mine, I was like, take this 222 back to like when we had November 11th, 2011. That was actually 11-11-11. And they were saying it's the most powerful day because at that time they're talking about vortexes opening up. And people don't realize in the process of focusing on positive, 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 you can actually open up vortexes of that kind of energy right there where you're at. So therefore what they're saying is at that moment, whatever you think about and what you've been wanting, your wants, needs, and desires will be fulfilled almost instantly. But the one thing that can work against you is the first time you put any kind of negative thing into it, you also get that as quick as you do the positive.
Yeah. Well, it makes you impeccable.
But I told a friend of mine, I said, think about this. This is like a nice little lesson to help you understand that when you, like, the 11-11-11 is where you actually focus on those things that you really want to do. At that moment, you clarify and make it very clear. This is what I want. I have no intentions of giving in. I do let go, but I'm also putting out here and using this energy and focusing my intent on where it should go. And I told a friend of mine, I was like, okay, now we got the 11-11-11. I said, do you realize you can take the 11-11-11 and knock it down to single digits, which is 222, which says after
you've
already...
It's funny because you keep saying 222. That has a personal significance for me.
That's good.
And I'm a bit stunned by that too. My husband's father, his name was the first and the 21st, the 22nd letters of the alphabet. So he always used the word, the code 222.
Oh.
So I'm listening to this, asking you, is this really what's going on? And you keep repeating 222. I actually found our house because I said to my husband, I think this is the place we're gonna live. And what was interesting is it wasn't for rent or for sale. I just knocked on the door, and I said, I think this is it. I was just led to it. And he's saying, you're crazy. I said, no, there's somebody inside. Let me knock on the door. And I did. I said, hello. You know, we walked into the kitchen, and the clock was broken, and it said 222. and he turned around and said, we'll take it.
Yeah, really.
I said, don't be messing with me when I've got my intuition going. So I find it interesting that I've been carrying on about thank you for a week. You had a whole show on thank you. Now you're talking about the 222, and I know you have another caller. So my only last question is: do you see? I have a trial scheduled for Monday. Do you see that getting canceled?
That's a good question. When I first picked up the whole thing, it was almost like the idea we would get canceled, but no one would actually show up. It was, how do you put this? It's like, it would probably get canceled.
It's called vacated.
Right. But it wouldn't be something that would be, as in someone canceling, it would just be out of, what do they call
that? Not necessary.
Right.
Do you see it actually going on, or do you think it'll be canceled?
I would say canceled.
Great. I think it is a great honor and a great privilege that I have. And I thank you very, very much because I know you have another caller. I just want to say thank you very, very much, because I think I'm absolutely positively, I don't think it. I kind of knew it when I saw it this morning, and I went, oh, my God, you're smack in the middle of a miracle.
Oh, yeah, and, this is true. It's freaky out.
And I am so blown away. I am absolutely so blown away that, you know, thank you just falls short.
It's like, where do you go?
Huh?
It's like, it's almost like you say, thank you, thank you, thank you, and then you feel like there's something else I should do, and I'm like, what is it? I was like, I don't know, send me to England. I'm just kidding. But I was talking to people earlier about the whole thing where I said, I describe it as something that's working together, and some people have a tendency to look at it kind of funny when I say that. I'm sitting there going, well, if you donate to this show, I get to go to college at this nice metaphysical college, which I think feel like it would help me out to manifest and within me to enhance all the gifts that I already have by tenfold. So therefore, when anybody else comes to me, and more likely I've seen this before too, people have actually donated to the show who have actually come back later on to get a couple sessions with me, and I just, you know, was just sitting there going, I've experienced so many things from that point on that when they did come back to me, I had learned so much in that span of time. It was almost like they were coming back to invest in themselves. And it was just kind of funny. People like don't look at that way. They look at the money part. And I've always sit there and say, why don't you do me a favor? I've actually gotten stern about this, too. I was working on Keen, and some lady called me up. And I was sitting there trying to focus on the questions she was asking me. And she's like, you need to hurry it up. I said, you need to freaking focus and forget the money part. And I said, I'll tell you why. Not because I'm mad because you're focusing on the money. I said, I could get mad at you because at that time I was only 57 cents a minute. And I was like, that was about the cheapest one on Keen. I don't think anybody's ever gone that low. I just decided to say heck with it and just wanted to do the readings. I didn't care about the money part. So I just knew that would happen, right? So she comes on there and I'm telling her, I said, this is what I mean. If you're going to be nothing but focusing on your money, then all I'm going to do is pick up financial situations. And you're actually asking me questions about relationships. I cannot pick anything about relationships because you are so focused on money. So let it go. Look at it as what it is. You know, either spend the money or forget it. You know, don't put yourself in a situation.
Well, you can see why she's having a problem in relationships. Let me ask you a quick question.
Giving. Yeah.
No wonder nobody wants to be with her. So here's the thing. Really, who the hell wants to hear that? My poor husband, you know, I thank God every day for my husband because he has to listen to 2.5 hours of nonsense before I get to the point. And God bless him, he does it. And that's why we've been married for over 15 years. Yeah.
But I think, but you got to look at the situation too. Like I've always looked at, when you have a respect for each other and realize who each other are, you don't expect each other to be anything else but that.
Exactly. Exactly. He has never been anything but that, and I'm so glad. You know, I'm so glad that I don't have to deal with those things. But anyway, I just want to leave you with this real quick.
All right.
And then, what's the John Holland thing around you?
What? Say it again.
What's the John Holland thing around you?
What do you mean?
You were talking about the school, and I kept getting the word John Holland.
I actually read some of his books. I actually had one of his books. And what's so funny about you bring that up, there's actually the girl I was telling you about that I would love to reunite with. She actually has my John Holland book, and I was I just felt like it would be great for her because she was talking about, you know, she was in the healing and stuff, and it was just the ideal quick way to actually give someone information on how to connect with your chakras, because he actually has chakra chanting in there where there's a tone for each one of the chakras. And I just thought it would be a great connection for her where she could connect more, which would actually help her with her to realize her potential and her gifts, but also put more into the healing part. Because I've actually talked to her, when I started talking to her, it was the healing part I felt was very strong. Then I had a friend of mine even told me she felt like this woman should be, she thought this woman already would already be in a business to be a healer, and she was surprised that she wasn't. But then we started focusing on the friends that she had, or as I call them, so-called friends, who keep telling her that she needs to do so much before she gets there. And I don't think people, I think a lot of times people see people with gifts and they want to utilize that to the point where they don't want them to expand anymore because they know once they do, they might not be a part of the life. And I think people should be more respectful to send people on their way. But saw the John Holland thing. I was connected with the whole thing because it was like, I read his book.
Well, there's some other connection to it.
I wonder what.
I don't know, but give it. If you're anything like I am, you'll know the second you get off the phone.
Yeah, because I was telling a friend of mine, like I said before, I was kind of hesitant as I started reading things out of my journal of things I've written down, but I really wanted to give everybody an example of what you write in there, because a lot of people get too mechanical and they start writing things that they think they have to write to get the outcome they want. They don't realize it's a flow of expression. And if you sit there and listen to some of the things I've written in my journal, if you notice from each insert, some of the outcomes where I would say, thank you, God. Some days I would just go, thank you, God, angels, for this, prosperous, happy day in life, and that's it. And then there's other days I would just, some of the writing would just keep going on and on, where I would sit there and talk about Ruth a lot, and where I was just sitting and focus and say, okay, what would I love to happen in the process of being reunited with her? And it's one of those things of trying to help people understand that sometimes in the situation of reconnection, you haven't been with each other for a period of time, so more likely they've gone through other things, and it's good to be a friend and to be open to just listening to that person and really be, because we all say we're interested in each other, but sometimes it's like some people are just listening just long enough for you to shut up so they can sit there and say, well, this is what's been going on with me. And it's like I've always noticed that the more you really get into the person you're with and really wanting to know them and enjoy them, you have a tendency to start enjoying yourself more, and you find out things about yourself. And usually happens on both sides, vice versa, which is a good connection. But it's also one of the things, the questions I've been hearing lately. Does this guy like me? Is there any kind of connection here? I'm sort of going, do you honestly not know? Because that's scary. If you don't know, and you've actually attracted this person into your life, somewhere along some level you should know what's up. Even because we sit there and look at the situation like this. I said, okay, ma'am. I said, what are you doing? Are you following? What you're doing is, I already knew what she was doing, because she was asking all these questions about him, but she wasn't really addressing anything that she wanted to do. Like most people say, will I get what I want? Or is this what I think it is? No, it was more of, I have no clue. So I was sitting there going, are you following his actions? Because if you're going to follow his actions on what you should do, you're always going to be lost and confused, because that's a surface thing. The idea between a twin flame or a soulmate, those are all spiritual connections. Don't people understand that? And you're all looking at physical things on the outside to tell you what you should do, when it's the ideal, what do you feel within your heart? That's where you connect. That's the heart connection. Soulmates and twin flames, they're always heart connections. Even to the point where I tell everybody, it's not a physical thing. So a couple of people do that too. I met this guy, and we're really connected, but I have no idea why I'm not physically attracted to him. I said, you're taking the physical attraction and you're using it as a sign if it's the one, when you should be looking at the ideal of a heart connection and what you feel, and then follow that. Follow your heart. Don't follow someone else's. You'll get lost. So I was like,
that's pretty funny.
Yeah, so you take a look at the situation. Yeah, because I told her, I said, look at the thing. I want you to step back. I want you to sit there and say, okay, I don't know what the guy's name is, but I want you to say the guy's name to yourself. And then focus on him. See the picture of him. See a picture of him in your mind. Where do you feel that at? Do you feel it in your heart, or do you see him in your head?
Well, that's pretty funny, because when my husband asked me to marry him, we had actually never dated.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of knew. It was almost like, well, where you been? Do you know I've been hanging out here waiting for you to come back?
Right. I don't know.
We knew each other so incredibly well that it was like we were actually mad at each other while we were late.
That's kind of funny, too, because I was actually talking to, I remember when I was there talking to Ruth, and she was saying something about, because there was a big differences in our ages, and she never asked me. See, that's what I'm saying. Some people have a tendency when they want to get out of something, or they're scared or fearful, they'll start saying things which contradicts what they did in the first place. When you have a person like with her, she actually pursued me, And I just felt like it was a good thing to actually open up to see what would happen. And I did, and it happened very quickly and very spontaneously. And then we have people on either side are saying, you think it's happening too fast? I said, well, first of all, there's no such thing as speed. It's the idea of letting the relationship fall into places like it is. And I said, if you are in a spontaneous way, a relationship is going to happen very quickly because you're not thinking about it. You're just
We've been together 15 years.
Yeah, so I was, and I had this one lady.
We've been happily married for 15 years and have a fantastic relationship, and never even dated.
Well, that's why I was.
So there you go. Every bone in my body said that I was being handed this person to walk the journey with, not to fix it for me, and not to.
At least rebuild
it. I was happy. Well, what it was I. The impression I had was God was giving me incredibly good company on the path.
Yeah, I was actually on the show one night. I sat there and said, every once in a while I'll bring her up. I said, but it's only one of those things of actually experiencing something with somebody to the point where it was so great that you just want to share it with everybody else.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there talking about the whole thing because we have this thing where every once in a while people go, why do you think this? And I said, well, there was some things like you just said, where she sat there and said to me, it wasn't something about what do you think about our ages. She looked at me and said, aren't you mad? I said, no, why would I be mad? And she goes, aren't you mad about finding your twin flame so late in life? I was like, no, I'm just happy to find you.
Yeah. Why
and
would you be upset about
yes.
that?
And to sit there and say, we're having so much fun together and talking to each other and all these other things that are going on that I look forward to, what's going to happen tomorrow in a very positive way. And I thought that was pretty cool. And I even told her that. And she was like, but why would you do that with me? I'm sitting there going, don't have some doubts in yourself. You are who you are. You're a great person. And I said, don't judge it because maybe there's some things in the past that some of the decisions you made and did that kind of thing doesn't really make you not worthy of love. It's the ideal of what you've done since then to the point where you've even opened yourself up to that. That you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all the things you did in the past was not it because of the person you just met. And realizing, okay, the twin flame thing happened. But sometimes those are scary situations. But I was sitting there talking to a friend of mine who was sitting there going, I think these people are stupid. They meet each other after 2 weeks and they get married. I said, I don't think so. I think it's one of those things we should butt out.
I think it's one of those things that I've seen people who have dated for years and years and they're divorced in a week.
Yeah, because it's almost
that's
like
no guarantee of anything.
I think the biggest connection here that why certain relationships work out, especially the ones that happen very quickly, is because they've come to a conclusion of realizing that they're going to change, their spouse is going to change, but they're willing to go through that, and this is the person they want to have that journey with through their lives, and they understand it. It's like respect. People don't understand what how important respect for another person is, to respect them for who they are, to realize that if I sit here and took all your bad traits away from you, you'd only be half a person. So therefore, with all those together, they have a tendency to balance.
I'd have no personality.
Right. It balances you out. It's the ideal.
Yeah.
I was there to tell a friend of mine, I said, we were watching Star Trek, and the Star Trek, what happened was Captain Kirk gets split in half. So we have an evil side, we have the evil and the good. And because I've actually seen this a couple times, where they portray this and trying to have people realize that one cannot live without the other.
Correct.
So when you bring them together, they balance each other out, like the evil part. I mean, even it's a motivation to be good. It's like, I know what happens if I go that route. Not because it's bad. It's just the ideal it's the ideal utilizing these things to motivate us to go forward. And sometimes in the ideal, I mean, some people are spiritual. I said this one lady, that's all she was, spiritual, spiritual, spiritual. I mean, she was giving everything away. Just because she goes in the Bible, it says, as she interpreted it, you're not supposed to have a materialistic needs. Like I was reading that one part in the book, and that one part I was reading where it was talking about fantasies. Fantasies are not real, or not this and any other. People don't realize if you sit here and talk to anybody who's ever had a very successful business, relationship, or anything, if you listen to those people before it happened, they thought it. What kind of relationship
has to be thought before it comes into reality.
Yeah, I've said this one guy said, I was thinking about how to be successful and abundant with this particular business, and then I started focusing on what I love to do, and I started putting all this stuff into it, and with putting more into the whole thing, realizing how much you really did love it, that's all of a sudden it just shot off. I mean, we had this one guy. Remember this? This guy bought this little dinky shop for like I don't know $8,000, and he was just so much into everything he had in that shop, and he had this fondness for everything and anything in that shop that he wanted to. He didn't care what it was. It had to portray a certain kind of love, some kind of connection.
Yeah, he had reverence.
Right, where it's the whole thing. And people go, well, I guess, you know, that's probably why he spent the rest of his life, right? Because he really didn't, you know, he didn't really put a lot of money into it and a lot of thought, being logical. I'm like, no, he put a lot of love into it. And when he sold the shop, he sold it for over $100,000. Yeah, you're right. He didn't make any money off the whole thing, and now he's flourishing. Right, we have a little lady who would love to make little herbs, little bottles of, how would you call it? It was like little herbal fragrances and stuff, and she made little bottles and stuff, and she did these things. And what she did was, I thought it was kind of cool, where she made a check. She made this check, and she wanted to attract $8 million, and she felt like she was worth $8 million. So she wrote a check and put it on her fridge, and then she just put all of her attention and focus and love into these, what she loved to do, and she loved to make these little herbs. Little herb fragrances and these little bottles. I can't remember exactly how the whole story went, but I do know the outcome, because what happened was some major company came in, and these things got pretty popular, and a major company wanted to come in and buy her out. They wanted to give her $8 million for the whole thing. The whole thing. Now, in that situation, it shows people that it doesn't matter in the manifestations. The point was, she got the offer. Did she accept it? No, she didn't. The reason she didn't accept it, because of what they were going to do, as in the point of actually making these things, because she felt like the reason they sold so much and they sold so well is because of what she put into them, as in the energy she put into them. And she knew for a fact when this company took over, it was going to be mass-produced. There would be no energy going into these things.
Well, that's not really the point. The point is, you know,
she got what she wanted.
She did it, and she got what she wanted, and then it became her free will to make her own decision from there.
And the universe basically told her that it's like a confirmation. Am I worth $8 million? She felt like she was. And the universe confirmated and said, yes, you are. But at the same time...
You know what? That's really an interesting thing that you say that, because, you know, the mm-hmm. bottom line is, I was just thinking about it the last week, and I was like, nothing motivates you more. Absolutely nothing motivates you more than great success with God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And nothing motivates you more to be more impeccable than knowing what you say and what you do matters. And those, what I found myself saying over the last year that I caught myself saying was, oh, I'm sick and tired of that situation. Well,
right.
I was getting sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these casual phrases that we all throw out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, were coming back and haunting me. And one day I said, I'm not going to say that anymore.
Yeah, I was sitting there. That one was, people were sitting there and saying, life's a bowl of cherries, watch out for the pits. I'm like, how can we turn that into a positive statement? Because someone was in the pits at that time when they said it. So I said,
get rid of the pits.
Right, so I sit there and said, I came up with a nice one myself. I just said, hey, life's a bowl of cherries. Focus on nothing but Mary, being Mary. So therefore... life is not so scary. And
that's cute.
Yeah.
Hey, is your other, you know what, I'm getting the feeling your other caller's getting fidgety. So why don't you take your other, all right?
We will.
And thank you so much, and a wonderful show. And, boy, I love listening to all those thank yous.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Well,
I'll give you one more.
And
thank you.
Have a great night. I don't want somebody to be hanging on and then get cut off.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Have a great night. We'll talk again. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye now. Let's see. I'm going to try this. Sometimes the switchboard gets on my nerves. It's getting better. It's getting better. Everybody's got to say it over again. It's getting better. Somebody's freaking out. So we're going to keep going here. Oh, okay.
Hello?
All right. I'm sorry about that. This is area code 718. How are you tonight? What's your name?
Good. Celine.
Celine?
Yeah, Celine.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. And by the way, I am patient, so.
Okay.
Yeah, my question is, do you see me relocating, you know, in the soon time?
It seems like it's one of those situations of when do you want to relocate? Because you're kind of like leaving it to chance here.
You said, when do I want to relocate or where?
Yeah, because the thing I got was to really focus on really declaring where you want to and when. Because it seems like some things have been kind of left to chance, and once you clarify those things, then it changes. And actually with the situation I pick up on, I keep getting that if you're wanting to leave, like move in the next month, it would be more like after the first of the year. Oh.
I was hoping this month.
Well, it's like I said, I tell everybody all the time, I mean, the way it comes up right now, it says not until after the first of the year. Now, with the situations I've seen happen, I've seen people change things in days and weeks, so it could happen this month. I'm just saying from what I'm picking up now, which actually would say that you need to sit down and to do some work and exactly what you really want to do. It's one of those things of asking yourself realistically, going within yourself and say, okay, what do I want? What do you want? I know you want to leave, but sometimes, like I said before, when I was reading my book, it's the ideal sitting there taking the want. Okay? Because when you sit there and put it in a situation of wanting, a lot of times that's where you stay because I want this, I want that, and you're saying, I want. And when it wants you to take it one step further and say, okay, the one thing I was emphasizing on what I do is that I've read and got this from somebody where it's like, I just say, I'm so happy and grateful now that, you know, like with you, you could put it in basically just by saying, I'm so happy and grateful now that
okay.
I'm living in my new place. Or I'm so happy and grateful for the nice move I just had, which still implies that you're somewhere else.
Right.
And then start picturing that exactly, because it's like you don't want to sit there and focus on where you're at now, which is where you don't want to be. You want to focus on where you want to be at, and it's like the hardest thing it's not the hardest thing, but it's the easiest thing. But sometimes people have a tough time with the visualization part, and sometimes I just tell them, feel it. What would happen at this moment, if someone came to you with a place to go to where you could move in 2 weeks or 2 days, you know, that kind of thing. Because really, when I was in Florida, that actually happened to me once. We were down there focusing and living in this small efficiency, and I was just like, shoot, this has to be an easier way. You know, the ideal focusing and then trying to be in detail about saying, okay, well, I don't have a job. I'm trying to get my business going. The girlfriend had the time to just started working a job. She'd been working like 2 days, I think. So I sit there and say, okay, in the process of moving, I'm not going to sit there and say what's impossible because of the situation. What I started looking at was what kind of person would I be more than likely to work with would be a person who's patient, open-minded, to just let us have the place, take our money, and give us 30 days to get on our feet. See, I was very specific about what I wanted. I wasn't going to let the world dictate and say, well, the world says if you don't have a job or this kind of stuff, you can't have these things. And in the process of doing that, we were out driving around. I remember this too. We were riding around. I just happened to catch a red sign out of the corner of my eye, which I said, I think I just found a place for sale, for rent. And she goes, you sure? I said, well, just turn around. Let's find out. So we turned around, and sure enough, it was a for rent sign. I said, I looked at this house. Man, this was a huge house. It was a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom house. Big front yard, big backyard. I mean, it was just huge. And the first thing my girlfriend said was, wow, I don't think we can get that. It's just too big. I said, what do you mean it's too big? And she goes, well, you know, you got a big house, you usually have a big price. And she's, you honestly think we could actually do that? And I said, why don't we just look at it like this? Look at our future as the kind of financial potential we have. How much money can we generate? You know, or I'm focusing on unlimited flow of money. So therefore, the idea of getting that house should be easy. And that's why I put it in my mind. I just looked at her and said, no. I think we should go for this. And I said, what we should do is we should just call these people up and be truthful with them and tell them, this is what's going on. I'm working on putting my business together. You started working at this job 2 days, but you're working at a nice commission job where you can make, $800 a week. And just look at the guy and say, this is potential. And see what happens. And if they give us the house, I think that's a sign for us to go ahead and take it. And before then, I was also telling a friend of mine, I was like, I already started this whole thing rolling. And he goes, how's that? I said, before me and her even got back together, I was focusing on $2,500. I just felt like if we could get $2,500. And I didn't specify where to get it from either. I just said, what? Okay, Mom. So then we had this situation where it was like, I just felt like $2,500 would pretty much fit the bill to get what we wanted. And I did. So how everything folded was she had been trying to get her ex-husband for like 7 years with back child support and trying to take his taxes. Well, for some reason, she failed. Until this time. I was sitting there focusing on $2,500. And then when I got back with her, she got a letter in the mail that said that they had taken his taxes and the first installment that she would get from them taking his taxes will be $2,560. And I was like, okay. And that's why I started getting really confident about going in the house because, well, here's the money, you know?
Right.
And then actually when we got back together, I actually showed up myself with $1,000. So we had the money. It was just the ideal. I wasn't going to let the ideal of not having, as some people call it, real jobs stop us from what we needed to do. And sure enough, we went down there and talked to that guy. He was from Ukraine, too. He didn't speak English. I had to actually talk to his son. His son was actually a translator. So I was talking to the dude, and we were going back and forth, and I'm sitting there going, my girlfriend looked at me, and she goes, what do you think is going to happen? We're talking to the guy, and everybody's kind of quiet and kind of thing. All of a sudden, this dude went out in the front yard and grabbed that for rent sign and threw it in the garage. I said, I think we got it. And we did.
Oh, my goodness.
And next thing I know, we had this four-bedroom, two-bathroom house. And it was kind of funny, too, because I remember some specifications where I said I wanted the windows to slide sideways instead of sliding up. And they had changed those windows out like 2 months prior to where they were actually windows that slid sideways.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's kind of funny how you put those things in there. And maybe the reason it took so long for things to fall into place was everything had to line up. They had to get those windows in there. They had to do this, that, and the other. So when we showed up, it was like what I wanted, you know? And it was. It was a big yard, big front yard, big backyard. I had a big tree in the backyard. And then I remember when we showed up to pay the rent. That was interesting, too. We had the deposit and the rent. And it's like a guidance thing came in and said, like the angel said, only take $1,850 with you. Because it was, I think it was, with an animal deposit and that kind of stuff, it was $2,300. I took $1,850.
Well, with me, it's just like the sooner I move, the better I'll be. It's just
mm-hmm.
not good here anymore. It was an incident, and I'm just so anxious to get out of here. Oh boy, this is.
Well, just try to be. Well, I know that, but I'm just saying what you need to do in a situation like this is try to feel good within yourself. So therefore, the opportunity you're looking for will come to you quicker.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Say that again.
Oh, I said what you need to do, because what you have to do is put yourself in the frame of mind of feeling good already to attract the solution you're wanting to that will actually help you go to where you want to be at so you can continue to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have, some people go, well, it's a bad situation, that kind of stuff. Well, try to, I don't know, sometimes you just look within yourself and say, okay, this might be a bad situation, but knowing you, who you are, in a better light, there is something good in that situation. And saying that since I am so good within myself, I need to go somewhere else to continue. So you're already saying I'm happy. I just need another place to go where I can continue to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And you feeling that I guess it's kind of hard to understand sometimes. And I knew when I first started doing this too, where I was like, all you have to do is love yourself. And send out this energy where you're constantly doing these things. What I did was, I was in one situation too, where I was like, okay, how can you make this situation better? So it was like focusing on me And I just started attracting certain books and stuff like that and looking for information and affirmations and stuff like that where I could keep that flow going until I did get out of there and go somewhere else. And I think it was the idea of me focusing on these affirmations and stuff, raise my vibration. So therefore, that's why the opportunity came to me. But I was going to do what I could and not sit there and tell myself, since I'm in a bad situation, I need to go somewhere else before I can feel better, because that's putting a limitation on it. Saying I can't feel good until I go somewhere else. It's like someone sitting there saying, I can't be abundant unless I have a job. Not realizing if you don't feel abundant within yourself, it's kind of hard to attract anything that would contribute to that, because you don't have it. So what you do is you try to acquire it. Like it's like the idea of trying to understand what abundance is. Abundance is not the idea of accumulation. It's not money, as people say. Well, abundance is money. It's actually accumulation. So if you could sit there and take it and change, like within yourself, and just abundantly love yourself, then you would probably attract abundance of a lot of things after that. But it started within you. Same thing with this here. When I start looking, I just told people, I said, okay, you want to move, then start looking for places you love to go. Don't think about the money and that kind of stuff. Just sit there and focus and say, okay, I would love to have this place. I've had too many things that happened to me too with where I would get things before I would get the money. That's because I was focusing on a solution. The solution wasn't really money. The solution was to be somewhere else. And then I was somewhere else, which was kind of funny too, because I also opened the avenue to actually have more money.
Wow. Good story.
Oh, yeah. When I was in Colorado, I saw so many things happen. It just got to the point where it's like, okay, we don't care how it's happening. We do notice a certain habit, a certain pattern. When I do certain things happen. So I just started doing them over. Yeah. Hello? 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 What happened? Well, let's see if we can play some music. Hello? Nice story, huh? I thought so. Are you serious? It disappeared.